My name is Kim Brett, and I'm a practicing artist and educator in Simcoe County, and I consider Barry my home base. My relationship with Ted has grown and developed since I first met him in 1992. I was introduced to Ted when I was a student at Georgian College, enrolled in the Jewelry and Metals program. I wanted to transfer to the fine arts and was hesitant to make the jump, but Ted convinced me to give it a shot. Ted really identified my passion for art even before I was aware of it myself. He taught me printmaking processes of etching, lithography, and serigraphy. He also helped me introduce photo techniques into my works. Without realizing it at the time, Ted taught me how to be a masterful printmaker. He taught me to take the time to look at the details and how to think critically about my work. He took a lot of time with me and his students to discover those things about ourselves. He taught me how to look, how to see. Ted taught me to follow through on an idea. Even when I felt like grinding down the stone and starting over with an image I had already created, you know, I might have spent like a couple of hours and I'm like, oh, I don't like this. I want to start over. He would say, go forward. Don't worry about erasing it. Continue. Ted taught me how to be confident working on large scale and how to push myself and be forward thinking and self-confident in exploring my creativity. Ted helped me to understand that not everything in art is literal. He taught me the conscious and automatic reasons you pick something, you pick colors and place compositional elements, that they mean something more than simply creating a picture. His mentorship opened up my art making to thoughts and expressions that I couldn't put into words. I still listen to his advice today when I work on an image or an object that I associate with a deeply personal memory. Those feelings inform the tension and energy of the work, and they still allow the viewer to experience the work through their own lens. One of the things that Ted offered myself and a handful of other students was to help him make a 14-piece mold for a sculpture. We went to his studio in Bondhead. He had the clay sculpture and, you know, we were doing the flick coat and we knew all the terminology and we knew how to lay the burlap and how to, you know, dip it in the plaster. It was plaster mold. You know, it was just great. I thought it was so generous and thoughtful for Ted to include myself and some others in that. My relationship with Ted, it's continued over the years. There's been times where many years have gone by and we've had minimal contact, but when we reconnect, his kindness and honesty and grounded friendship is something that I truly appreciate. Ted took pride in passing on his knowledge of art making and the art making processes. I apply this practice in my approach to teaching. I continuously explain to my students that they'll learn by doing and they'll pick up on the subtleties of the processes and vocabulary and time. Not to take things too serious, to keep doing, and not to be intimidated by what you don't know, because these are learned skills. When I am teaching, like everything that's kind of going on, I really do put an effort in setting that aside. I feel that Ted did that for us. I never used to think like when we would be in class, it just, he was so natural at it. But I'm sure he had kids and a family and other things that he would have had to put in that effort to be available. Like he was very present. He still is. Students are teaching me to be more sensitive in that many people are intimidated to create. They're not primed to readily explore their thoughts and ideas, but it doesn't take a lot to prompt them. I do prepare to do that. It seems like there's a little bit of a barrier for some people there. I also learn from my students how important it is to be creative. My students remind me of the energizing effect of being with a group of individuals regardless of age, who are being creative.